countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Yeah, well, something that will sum up the year 2020 is that less than 2 weeks out from Christmas, the All-Ireland Camogie and Hurling Finals are taking place this weekend in front of a virtually empty Croke Park. Nevertheless, the excitement and anticipation remains at fever pitch in all four counties involved. So my friend and colleague, who occasionally has the pleasure of stepping into this chair when needed, also happens to be RTE's GAA correspondent, the great Marty Morrissey, and he joins us. Marty, good morning. There's a bit of a delay, so I'll continue on with my first question. Tonight, 7 o'clock, the All-Ireland Camogie final takes place. It's a repeat of last year's final between Galway and Kilkenny. Kilkenny have lost a good few in recent years. It's going to be a really great occasion, and the fact that it's under lights this evening as well.
Good morning, Damien. Yes, indeed, it is historic in so many ways. Galway are going for back-to-back All-Ireland titles. Sarah Dervin could only become the first captain since in successive years to lift the cup, since Dublin's Kathleen Ryder did it back in 1966. It's under lights. Kilkenny have been in every All-Ireland final since 2013, bar 2015, and including the last five, but they've only won in 2016. So there's an awful lot at stake. And these two counties met, of course, last year, and it was a bit of a humdinger. I think there was 6 points between them at the end. Mm-hmm. But you have probably some of the greatest players in the game of camogie on view tonight, and it'll be live on television. I mean, it's when you look at the Kilkenny lineup: Anne Dalton, Denise Gall, Aoife Doyle, Miriam Walsh, Megan Farrell, Anna Farrell. These are just brilliant players, and they're going to really put up a major challenge to Galway, who likewise have outstanding players. My God, when you think of Niamh Kilkenny, Camogie Player of the Year last year, with Aoife Donoghue back at midfield. They were the all-star midfield last year, and they're combining again tomorrow. Niamh Hanafy, Ailish O'Reilly, Carrie Dolan has been the outstanding scorer for Galway, and Sarah Healy, who's only, 21, she's the all-star goalkeeper from St. Thomas's. So we're really looking forward to it, and it is a very special day for women's sport tomorrow. It's Super Saturday with the FAI Cup final happening as well, and it's all happening on RTE, and I hope the people will tune in all day later on this afternoon and evening.
Yeah, no, there's been a great build-up to it, and a build-up continuing then as well tomorrow for this novel pairing in an All-Ireland hurling final, two Munster teams. You've been in both counties this week, despite the fact it's getting near Christmas. Is the excitement the same as it would have been in the first Sunday of September or back in August last year?
Well, to be honest with you, it's very different. There is huge excitement. I mean, the colours and the buntings and the flags are out, but nobody will be selling the flags and the buntings tomorrow outside Croke Park. But within Limerick and Waterford, there is a huge sense of anticipation. I mean, Waterford haven't won the All-Ireland since 1959. That was a time when Eamon de Valera was Taoiseach, and for the first half of the year, then Sean Lamass came in, Eamon de Valera becoming the President of Ireland subsequently. And you'd think of the great men that were in that team. There's eight of them of the 1959 side still alive: Martin O'Morrissey, my namesake, Larry Guinan, Mick Flannelly, Freddie O'Brien, Jackie Condon, Austin Flynn, Mick O'Connor, Tom Cunningham. And they're heroes for Waterford. But Waterford, obviously, and those men indeed, want new heroes and new All-Ireland champions. And led by Conor Prunty, Waterford have been under Liam Cahill this year, as you know, Damien, outstanding and growing and growing and growing. But the team so far that's unbeaten going into this All-Ireland final, 12 unbeaten games. They've won the Munster League, they've won the National League, they've won the Munster Championship. And that is the team from Limerick, and they have some again outstanding players: Keane Lynch, Dara Donovan, Garrod Hegarty, Tom Morrissey, Aaron Gillan. It's good news for Limerick. He recovered from his injury that he picked up against Galway, and he will line out at top of the right. So we're really looking forward to it. No matter where you are in the world, I think people will be in their colours, in their sitting rooms and kitchens, shouting and roaring at the television, right, and listening indeed on the radio, where RT will also have coverage. So and looking forward to a great All-Ireland final, despite nobody being there.
And if you are watching it on television, it'll be the great Marty, Ireland's sexiest man, that'll actually be commentating. Now, take a listen to this.
Hi, Marty here. Santa tells me you've been so good this year. Have a magical time this Christmas. Happy Christmas.
So, Marty, you're on Christmas cards and you have jerseys all for a good cause. Briefly, will you tell us a little bit more about the Marty Party cards and the jerseys?
Well, to be honest with you, Damien, I suppose I've been inspired and lucky enough over the last number of years. I go with the All-Ireland champions on the Monday after the All-Ireland final to the Children's Hospital in Crumlin and to Temple Street. And I think that the doctors, staff, nurses, they do just an incredible job. But to meet those beautiful children and their worried parents, I thought this year we're not going to be able to do that. So I just got this idea, because I'm often asked, as you are indeed, to do little clips of videos for people who are celebrating birthdays. I thought if I could put the two together. So I came up with the idea of the Christmas cards, and Watermark cards came on board here in Dublin. And basically, once they covered their costs, everything else goes to the Children's Hospital Fund for Crumlin and indeed Temple Street, the Children's Hospital Foundation. And also I went to O'Neill's, I went to Tony Towle, and I said, look, this is probably a daft idea, but I just thought, could we come up with a jersey and again donate everything to Children's Hospital? And O'Neill's came on board. But because my idea was lastminute.com, Damien, which is typical of me, they were so busy, they could only do a certain amount. So we've put them up for a raffle. We've developed a justgiving.com/fundraising/Marty jerseys. You put in a little contribution, a minimum of a fiver. Everything goes to the Children's Hospital, and you're in a draw for four sets of jerseys, which we'll do next Sunday after the football final.
Well, that's brilliant, Marty, and we've retweeted your tweet on that. And have a great day tomorrow. Enjoy the camogie later on this evening, and fair play to you and well done on that initiative. That's the great Marty Morrissey, who'll be with you here in this seat in a few weeks' time once again.